Well, maybe for the first time, actually, but I am sorry, folks. I actually showed up and forgot, believe it or not, my phone, so I had no way to contact Virgil here, but we're underway. We're halfway through this first quarter, and we're actually tied still, 4-4. So this, we mentioned, and you may not have heard, but Reddington, the 3A school, new school from down Wasilla way, and they have a good bunch of girls. We've actually seen them play. This is the first year they'll organize basketball. And so they have some nice-looking players here that will put up a good competition for your Sandpoint girls. And here we are, just under halfway through this first quarter, and we're still knotted up. And here's a steal as Sandpoint loses it right back, though. Good aggressiveness by Reddington on that once after that steal. And they pick up the basket to lead once again now. I'm getting, there we go. Maybe that'll help some. The Sandpoint girls now back to tie. Here's Gardner, comes into the lane, there's a foul. And Brittany yesterday showed that aggressiveness off the ball. She can handle that rock and has a good left hand and a left-handed shot coming down the side. That's where she was headed. Defense came over for Reddington, squeezed her in there. So for the girls on the court, they've got Lila Gunderson, just took the inbound pass from Brittany. Now back to Brittany on the left side, drives past her defender there. Little shot from the baseline, misses. And Reddington back the other way. Abby Fuller's kind of their key player, and it was Fuller, I think, with a couple of buckets already. Yeah, she's got four there. 6 points, and Fuller again. And that's going to be the key for the girls here. When I did watch them, I mean, she was a player I circled. And she's got some good height, and she's got a good basketball IQ. She's going to find those openings and find the places, much like Gardner, but a bigger girl, of course. Fuller, in fact, she's just a sophomore. They have a couple of seniors that play for Reddington. One McGovern out there starts. So here is Lindsay Holmberg out there along with Alexia. And now coming into Faith Carlson has checked in for Alexia for Sandpoint as they work the ball on offense again. And Gardner again drives in from the right to the left side, picks up a foul on her player there. And that's a second on the young lady that's been Gardner. That's Marilena Pizzata. Pizzata, also a sophomore. Gardner at the line for two this time as she was going for the shot. First one good. Gardner had 10, I believe it was, yesterday. And Holmberg led the way with 13. As they played Nenana. Nenana, probably the Nenana and King Cove rookies, are probably the two strongest teams here in this tournament. And all teams get a chance to sort of grow up through the season. And, of course, the girls, with a couple of weekends left, this is a big tournament for them. Great rebound there by Carlson. Don't worry about it. Carlson right away is like, oh, man, I threw it to no one in particular. She had a good rebound in there. Now here's Fuller slicing through there and getting a look from about 8 feet and banks it in off the glass. So with a minute and a half to go, Holmberg's going to try to cut into that lead with a three-pointer. She misses out there, and Fuller is trying to go long ball there. Does get it down there. Good catch, but underneath, too far underneath for Reddington. They miss the shot there. They get it back out to Fuller at the free throw line. This ball tapped out of bounds by Reddington. So with 107 to go here in the first quarter, 10-6 score, Reddington on top. Two buckets by Fuller there, the last points, and she's got 8 in the game, 8 of their 10. Brittany walks it up across the timeline and sets things up. A bucket here, pull them within 8, or with 2. And Gardner kind of forced her way in there, got the shot in the lane, too hard off the glass. I was afraid she might pick up a whistle on that. She used her for him a little bit to make some room. There's underneath. Oh, pretty shot there by Courtney Crockett, one of their other seniors, Crockett and McGovern. Crockett's got some height, and she picked up that rebound, able to sling it up off the glass for two. Need this one, Lila, and Lila Gunderson's shot is off. As here comes Fuller again with Gardner chasing. Now they go inside to Crockett. Faith is on her. Crockett's shot rolls off. Good defense by Carlson. And with about 7 seconds left, Lila's going to have to hustle. Gets it over to Brittany. She fires from way out there. Not going to hit. So the girls start off well, a couple buckets early, and they don't score from about the four-minute mark in. It's a 12-6 score after one. We'll be back here on KSCP for more from Susitna Valley after this 60-second timeout.
Thank you so much, Carl. Well, we made it over the hill, and we are now into a beautiful marathon of basketball. We've got the Sandpoint Lady Eagles on air at the moment, and a big thank you to the folks that are bringing these games over the airwaves.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
This is Virgil. We are going to go back to game action in just a moment. If you didn't know, you can go to apradio.org. And we are streaming the games live over the internet, and you can pass that around. It's on AM and FM both, and the games are being archived. But right now, more game action.
That's pretty good. All right, second quarter action coming up here, folks, as the 10-point girls with a nice first half of that first quarter, kind of similar to the Nenana's game a little bit, although this Reddington team, following the lead of Abby Fuller, their talented tall sophomore, she's got 8 of their 12 points, and they lead 12-6. Here's Gardner going right to the hoop. She's got a bigger player, Gardner, this time now, as it's McGovern, the senior, takes over. She got 2 fouls on their Cruzada, who had taken her early, and they identified they've got to keep pressure on Gardner. Here's a foul down low as Crockett slides down the left side of the lane for Reddington, fouled by Nicole Gunderson. As it comes into Fuller, Holmberg, nice defense there, keeps the hand straight up, doesn't get the foul. She misses the shot, but the ball rolls off, and now there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be on Nicole again. Nicole got in out of position on that rebound and reached in for the foul. Holmberg does a good job of just keeping the hand straight up, and that's Lindsay with that. Now a steal by Reddington. They had the rebound, but then that was a Prazerek that had got in there and knocked the ball free, but she had a 1-on-4, and the girls got it back. Said, you can't take that from us right now. Holmberg with it, 12-6 score, and into the game now also AC as Buenaventura. She's a good little spark yesterday. And Little is right. She's the smallest player on the court by a long shot. And here is Gunderson, gets a good look. Nicole misses a shot there, chases after the board, can't quite get to it. That's a good look for Nicole. She can hit those shots in those areas, but that one comes off long. She hasn't had any looks here in the first quarter, really. This one misses. Crockett underneath. She's fouled. And that foul's going to be on Faith, I believe, over there. Back in. Faith out. And back in is Alexia. So Alexia with her second. 14 fouls apiece, and the first one good for Courtney Crockett. Sandpoint coming in After dropping that game to Nenana, Lindsay chasing down the ball in the corner, snatches it away from the Reddington player as well. And Nicole will go to Lindsay over in the wing, back to AC, and now in the hands of Gardner. Gardner trying to get something free here and comes down the left side, tries the shot there. This one off as here comes Fuller. That's about her first touch in this quarter, I think. Oh, there's Gardner with the hammer. Gardner trying to help out. Saw Fuller was going to take a shot, and she took a shot at it. Came across the arm. And for Brittany, that's her second. So two players in foul trouble, and Gardner, one of them. And at the line, missing is Fuller on the first and the second. Crockett gets a rebound, can't save it. Just good height. Crockett's got to go 5'10", I'd say, at least. So she's the taller player, tallest player on the court by a couple inches. And actually, Fuller is a pretty good match up there. She's about the same height, just so you get a figure of Alexia. And there's a nice little drive. Got deep enough down on the baseline there. Lost her defender for just a split second. Brittany puts it in. Now at the other end, a rush shot there by Reddington. The girls had a chance for the rebound, but slipping out of there. And now underneath, Crockett again slings up a shot there, gets it back. Rebound went to Alexi, and then she tried to hand off, and there was taken back by Reddington. Had another try at it, but missed. So now a 13-8 score. And a quick timeout for the Reddington coaches. He's going to put Kuzana back in there. Marilena did a real good job on Brittany, and it's, you almost feel like he called that timeout to say, I need to get her back in there because Gardner's had a couple of good looks in the last one she made. And she's a key for these girls, too, to offensively. As Sam Point, again, as we look down the road here, too, for tomorrow's games, the winner of this game would play in, or could likely play in the third-place game. Would be a noon game tomorrow. The loser of this game would play at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And they'd play coming out of Pool A versus Pool B in a sense here. So you've got the Pool A side is, or the pool we're looking at here anyway, Sandpoint, Nenana, and Reddington. And then they would play one of the teams, either King Cove, Susitna Valley, or Tri-Valley. So here's Nicole Gunderson to get things rolling. As swings a pass across, now Lindsay has it on the left wing. Out to Lila, as Gunderson looking for Gardner. Long shot for Gardner. She says, way too long for me. Smile crosses her face as she goes, yeah, that's out of my range on that one. Left it a little bit short, 22-footer. She could probably sling that in all right, but not on that drive. There's a drive by Reddington, misses. Their player, that's Parzik, and they're also a sophomore. They have some good young players. Here's Crockett, and she rolls that one in. Courtney Crockett sliding down the right side of the key, able to take that bounce pass in there and puts it in off the glass for two. That makes it 15-8. Coming up to the halfway mark of the second quarter. The girls hanging in there. Lila trying to save it. Gunderson saw that pass. Got tapped actually by the Reddington defender, but her defender headed right to it, and Lila tried to make a play on it. Touched it last. So Reddington with Fuller back in there now, too, is back in business. Gardner comes up to contest Fuller. She drives down the lane anyway. Crockett gets it. Crockett looks like she might have traveled, but good defense there by Alexia. And Holmberg with the defense creates the missed shot. Gardner hustles it up court. Now to Nicole Gunderson in the lane. Pushes that shot up there. Goes after it again. Jump ball. This will belong to Reddington. Faith is going to check back in. Carlson will come in for Alexia Holmberg. 15-8 score here. Five team fouls on Sandpoint. Four on Reddington. And a well-played first half. As Gunderson knocks the pass out of there. Nicole with good hands. That's going to be a held ball. Nicole knocked it out. Faith got a hold of it. Sandpoint will get it back. Be good to get some points manufactured here in the last 3:22 of the first half here. And Gardner keeps the dribble way up high. Now she's looking for the screen. Gets it. Double screen, in fact. Goes through. Lindsay drops a pass off to her. Looks for Faith. Back to Holmberg. Lindsay looks for Nicole there. And here's the steal by Reddington. No one following the play, and Crockett is able to get it. That steal was by Fuzana. Marilena back in there with her two fouls. She's a good, quick player, defender. It's interesting. Reddington boys have a number one also that is very similar. They hear about him probably coming up today, I think, when boys take him on later after this game. And let's see, coming back in. Okay, Nicole's going to check out for Alexia Holmberg back in there. So giving good height now across the, or in the inside there. Well, Nicole's tall too, but, and here's Faith pulls down a rebound between two Reddington players, just like that. Carlson, good defensive rebounder. Gardner, contact there, no foul either way, and actually thought it should have been a blocking foul, but instead, Crockett hits from the free throw line on a bank shot. And a 19-8 score now. Lila Gunderson back the other way with the ball over to Gardner on the left side. 2 minute mark here. Gardner dribbles in right, then kicks it out to Lila. Now Gardner's got it back up top. Tries to force her way down inside the defense there and can't get it. Now comes into the lane and the shot partially blocked. Gardner untied her shoes. She tried to get them tighter instead. I think wish somebody would see that. She's got her shoes untied. As here's Lila. Oh, nice shot. Lila Gunderson from outside hits the three-pointer, and that makes it 19-11. Big shot for them. They needed that. The girls had to get over that hump. Here's Kazana. Fine now for Reddington. And they get it to McGovern. She's going to go out to Fuller just inside the three-point line. That's the shot you want her to take, not the inside ones where she's so deadly in there. She can use that. And Carlson knocks the rebound out to Gardner. Down it comes as Carlson with the board. Now stolen back by Faith. Inside, Faith got it. All right. Carlson stole the basketball as there was three Reddington players, and Faith right there, and then rolls it in off the back of the iron. Just a nice touch by her. She's at the line giggling away, too. So Carlson with a chance for the three-point play, and it's 19-13, just like that. Doesn't take a lot in these games where there's tight, low scoring, and you get a little momentum. Carlson with the steal and the bucket, chance for the three-point play. Now, she's not the best of free throw shooters, but she pops that one in. I was hoping she was going to really concentrate, and boy, did she. Three-point play for Carlson brings him within five. Here's a near steal. Alexia had it briefly. Got back was Crockett. Now Fuller underneath banks it in. Good job by the girls there. AC back in as well for Sandpoint. A 21-14 score, 50 seconds to go first half. Gardner sets it out there and now goes to Buenaventura on the right wing. Back it goes to Brittany in the corner. Looks for Faith inside. Now she'll wheel into the lane. Puts up the shot. She's got it. Gardner finally gets one of those to go. She's been defended well. And makes it 21-16. Back to a five-point game for the girls. As they go inside, watch out Crockett there. And here's a steal. Acey had it, but then Gardner coming over. They collided for the ball. And Crockett underneath. He's going to get the follow shot off the miss out there by Reddington. Oh, boy, that would have been nice to get that turnover. Still 12 seconds to go. The girls can cut it back to five. Here's Gardner working down the left side. Gives it to Acey at the free throw line. Acey shot. No, gets her own rebound. Can't get a shot off inside, and that's going to be the end of the first half. But nice little comeback by the girls there at the end of the quarter. And we've got ourselves a 23-16 ball game after one half of play. Sandpoint, seven down, but hustling here to end that first half. And we'll be back here from Sioux City Valley. We'll give you the halftime stats and set you up for the boys' game coming up today, too. So right after this 60-second break. All right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP, the voice of the Aleutians.
Our friends at the Bill Cosky Corporation are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP Radio. The Bill Cosky Corporation wants to thank everyone for making our communities a wonderful place to work, live, and raise a family. And to remind you that by reading to your children at a young age, you are providing the pathway to academic success throughout their education. This message is sponsored by the Bill Cosby Corporation, proudly serving our communities of the Aleutians Eastboro. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
King Cove, stay tuned. You're coming up at 11:30. Here is Carl Pulliam.
Well, and here at Sioux City Valley, the first game of the second day, and guess who had it? The Sandpoint Lady Eagles. They played the first game yesterday, too, but that was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, wake up early, girls, and come on out and play. And, you know, they did a nice job there to end the half. Made a little run. They were down, I think, at double digits once at 19-8. And then the three-pointer from the outside there by Lila was the key. And that got them to 11. And so for Gunderson's three kind of ignited things, and they scored then the next basket got them within five, and then it was a couple of buckets there, and just had the chance almost for the steal, but it turned into 2 points for Reddington. That kind of helped their stemming the run here by the Sandpoint girls at the end of the half, but it was just a well-played first half by both teams. Defense kind of the story there, but Courtney Crockett and Abby Fuller also the story. The two big girls for Reddington, it was Fuller with eight in the first quarter, and Crockett coming back with the offensive board. She picked up 14 with 10 of those coming in the second quarter. So the girls are going to have to do something about that size. We saw Coach Gardner putting in Faith Carlson and Alexia Holmberg at the same time, and along with either Nicole or Lindsey Holmberg, gave them some height across the front line there that seemed to help out a little bit. Faith, in fact, her three-point play, huge for the girls there, too, as she stole the basketball from Fuller and then laid it in off the iron there and got the free throw as well. So when we look over the scoring, got Lila Gunderson with three, Faith Carlson with three, 2 points for Nicole Gunderson, and leading the way with a total of eight was Brittany Gardner. Gardner had a hard time getting on track, but the second quarter she got a couple of buckets too. So the second quarter kind of setting things up for the second half as the girls found out a few things that they could do well and got some points off of it. The boys game coming up, they're going to play Reddington as well after picking up a nice victory yesterday, 68-56. Had a little blurb written up on Facebook there last night, and then the thing deleted on me somehow. But it was a tight game right down to the end with a minute 40 or so left. It was still a five-point game, anybody's game in a sense. But Sandpoint kept that lead they took in the third quarter. After Carl Smith's three-point outburst in that quarter gave them an eight-point lead, they pretty much stayed in front the rest of the way, but they did a great job to pull away a win, 68-56 yesterday. They'll play Reddington after this one, too. The winner of that game will play in the championship game tomorrow. The loser of that game in the third-place game tomorrow. So, actually, Reddington has two games today, so we don't know how they'll do tonight. Look for Sandpoint, the boys win, championship game, a loss, third place game for tomorrow. Well, we're 5 minutes away from the second half, and the girls up first, though, and they're threatening here and holding their own. They're down 23-16 to Reddington. We'll be back for the second half right here on KSDP after this five-minute station break.
All righty. Thank you very much, Carl. Got a roundup. Got a chance to go and grab a glass of water. Save his vocal cords. We'll be doing this all day long. Like I said, King Cove, you're coming up at 11:30. And King Cove gets to do a double dance today. They've got the girls 11:30, the boys at 1. And then going on into the evening at 6:30, the girls started off again. We will go to a little bit of music. Once again, thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the city of Sandpoint, and King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove and Sandpoint, Shimigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Goulds and Sons in King Cove, Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Tall Alaska, Peninsula Airways. Thank you very much. Here's a little bit of music.
Party people! Again, check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words when you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Yeah, it is. Let me hear you say,
woo,
come on, y'all.
Woo. On deck, rock the mic. Uh-oh, I crashed in, rip, find a honey, dip it, dip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my, ooh, that's it, come on, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done. You wanna come down to the underground old school? Where's the devil? Can you dig it, fool?
Can you dig it?
Three to the two, where one mic check, mask, kill, blow, ill on the mess of steel.
thrill of the microphone I just killed. Party keep with the party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
A little bit of tag team at the halftime, but now we are back to Lady Eagles basketball with Carl Pulliam.
Well, folks, we've got second half just underway, and unfortunately, the Husky girls from Reddington come roaring out, and they get the first two buckets, not one. They get back-to-backs, and now lead 27-16. Biggest lead of the game has been 11, and here it is again at 11 as we just get started. Clock got the first one right on the inbounds play, and then a steal and a two-pointer for Parzo, who did not score in his loose out, but good defender, is out there and played a lot of minutes. So here they are with the ball again. Reddington is at a one and out. There is this shot by Fuller. Doesn't go and tipped out of there by Nicole Gunderson, and also starting for the girls, Faith Carlson. Good job on the defensive boards that time. Here's Brittany with it, left side. Now she gets around her defender, tripped up there. No call, and the ball picked off by Crockett for Reddington. So just underway here in the second half, but the girls give up the first 4 points. So looking up at a double-digit lead again. You're going to have to get it back defensively first. That's where the games are won always. Here's Crockett down the right side, and Nicole with a nice block of the shot. And actually it ends up, though, off of off of Fuller, as I think her, as she was going up for the shot, that's what kind of slipped it with Nicole's hand, slipped it out of her guide hand there, and it came off awkwardly and out of bounds. There's Brittany, boy, trying to work around that Kagata shot. It's been tough. Holmberg hasn't hit a shot yet, hasn't had a lot of looks. They've been guarding her tightly. This time she gets free, and it's Fuller with the foul. So Fuller picks up her first. And at the line, this is Lindsay, and gets one, and now a chance for two. Lindsay's a good shooter. She just gotta get those opportunities. Misses on the second one, and she's only had, I think, two shots today, one in the first half and that one just then. There's a shot by Reddington, quick down the baseline. Fuller there for the rebound and a foul by Sandpoint. The foul's going to go on Lindsay Holmberg. The line is Abby Fuller for two shots. She gets the first one. Second one coming up on the way. Misses, but Crockett slips in there for the rebound. Passes out to Aparzarek, and she has her second bucket. So they give up the rebound off the free throw there. And that's what's really hurt the girls has been those offensive boards, and it's been Crockett. I bet she's got 8 offensive boards in this game already. Brittany gets free in the corner, comes in on the baseline, puts up the shot over Crockett and gets two. Difficult shot to stay focused on that, especially on the baseline. Crockett underneath, fouled by Gardner. Crockett ready to make that move, too. She's just being a lot more active offensively. Here down low, too, getting the ball and going right at the hoop. Coach must have said something to her. It's like, look, you're the tallest person out here by a long shot. I want you, every time you hit the ball, go for it. 30-19 score. Gardner's basket cutting it just a bit. And here's one of two from the line again for the Lady Huskies from Reddington. Makes it 31-19. Holmberg out on the wing. Now gets it back from Lila Gunderson. Gunderson's three big in the first half there, near the end of the half. She got things rolling for him. Here is Holmberg free out there. Rebound comes off to Fuller, though. Reddington back in business. They try to go down to Crockett again. Nicole gets there in time to tip it out. Crockett wide open there, and Gunderson, the senior, Nicole, slipping down there and being able to tip that ball out. Now it comes into Fuller, stolen away by Lila. Lila all the way to the hoop and just comes up short. She felt Crockett or Fuller right behind her there and was not able to get the good angle. Fuller into the lane. She'll bank it off the glass for two. Andrew Fuller in double digits now with 11, 33-19. Bills kind of stay aggressive on the offensive end here. And there's Lila. Passes on a three-point try there. And a Parzak with a steal on the outlet on the pass there. She tried to kick it out. And a Parzak picks up another two there. She's got six in this quarter. She's been the key for the Lady Huskies. And a timeout on the floor for Coach Rennell, as Gardner's going to talk it over. 35-19. The girls were 23-16 to start this half. They've come up with 3 points while giving up 12, and that is not good. And especially when you think of a project that was empty-handed in the scorebook. She scored 6 points and has been all off of steal plays she has made. Although on the one, she actually got down there, took a pass back, and banked it in after creating another opportunity at the offensive end. So they've got to take better care of the basketball starting out for sure. In the game now is AC Buenaventura. Faith Carlson, Nicole Gunderson, Lindsey Holmberg, and Gardner with the basketball. Brittany kicks it out to AC, and she goes to the high post where Nicole is. Started by Crockett out there. Now to AC. Here's a shot from the right wing for her. This one a little long, and the rebound comes off to Reddington. Boy, Faith nearly had that, too. Carlson, good rebounder inside. She just gaining that confidence is a big part for her. Here's Faith with the defensive board. After miss by Reddington. Gets it to Gardner. Brittany has some running room, takes it down the left side, fouls there, and will shoot two. Out of bounds anyway. Sandpoint will get the basketball back. And here is Lindsay out on the left wing with it, comes up high to Nicole. She'll now kind of come up and play the point as she looks for Brittany inside. Faith has the offensive rebound, kicks it out to AC. Now to Nicole, three-pointer on the way, bounces around and in. And so a little change-up out there, and it works as Nicole takes over up on the point guard area. And here's a near steal by Gardner with help from Faith. Nicole's got it ahead to Brittany. She's got to chase that one down, saves it, and back to AC, hustles in and gets it. That was good hustle by Buenaventura. And here's Nicole from the right side, fouled by Crockett. This little move has helped. Good job by Coach Gardner. She moves Nicole up top on the offensive end. sends Brittany down where she can get free and take a pass instead. And Nicole at the line for two shots hits the first one. One more coming up for Gunderson. Nicole's second one on the way. Also good. So 5 points just like that off this changeup. It's 35-24. Girls just got to pick it up here on defense. And back to Fuller comes now from Crockett setting up down low. And they find that Marilena Cusada. Cusada did not score in the first half, but hits a two-pointer here. Make it 37-24. Gardner has it up top. And now goes down inside as Nicole will pop out. Acey trying to go inside to Gardner. Nicole hustles over and is fouled by Crockett. Crockett actually has her third foul now, I believe. Yes, she does. And third team foul now. Two only on Sandpoint. Here's Gardner with it on the wing. Drives into the key, out to Holmberg. Holmberg's three doesn't work, and Nicole with the rebound is going to get called for the foul, reaching over on Fuller, who had the inside position. Nicole now picks up her third. 1:42 on the clock. And they try to go into Crockett. Nicole gets a hand on it, but Crockett gets free because Nicole went for the steal, almost had it. But Crockett instead ends up with a two-pointer. Gardner hustles up court quickly, sets the screen for Holmberg, and there's Lindsay with her first bucket. 39-27, it's a three. Got to keep putting that shot up when it's open. And she got open because Gardner sets the screen for, dropped the pass off to her, and gave her the opening. And here's Crockett battling inside for the rebound. So is Gunderson. Nicole takes it away. Now to Gardner. Down the left wing. That shot will get deflected, partially deflected by the Reddington defender, and into the hands of Abby Fuller for Reddington. Now they go inside to Crockett again. Nicole's right there. Good defense by her. That's going to be Sandpoint basketball. So the girls will have it back down 39-27. I haven't told you the time. I'm sorry. We're right down near the end of the third quarter. Coming up for the 30-second mark. Here's Holmberg free again for a three. She's got it. Back-to-back three-pointers from Lindsay Holmberg. And that makes it 39-30 down to single digits here with 25 seconds to go. Their defense is picked up and their offense is picked up. Acey almost with a steal. Instead, Fuller comes in and Gardner with a reach-in foul. Gardner now has her third. So three players with three. Nicole Gunderson, Brittany Gardner for Sandpoint. And Courtney Crockett, the big inside girl for Reddington, with three as well. Dave Carlson checking in. Gardner's going to come out with three. And a 39-30 ball game here. With the time winding down, Fuller inside is open as Holmberg got on the back side of her, and Fuller just kept her right there. Got the easy one. 5 seconds on the clock. Lila over to AC. Back to Lila. Got to put it up. Yeah, not in time. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter, but the girls with a nice burst there near the end. 41-30 after three quarters of play. Let's see how the fourth quarter plays out. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP coverage of the Susitna Valley Tournament here in Talkeetna area.
The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327, that's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
This is Virgil. You are almost back to the fourth quarter of the Lady Eagles on basketball this morning. We just wanted to say thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. 8:30 on your AM dial, KSDP. KAEB, 91.9 FM. Sadly, only on Pop-Off Island. That's about as far as the FM transmitter can go. Streaming live around the world, APRadio.org. That stands for Aleutian Peninsula Radio. Back to game action.
And the fourth quarter starts with a steal by Reddington, but they can't convert. Good hustle by AC to get down there. AC gets fouled, still comes up with a basketball as Faith knocks the ball loose from the Reddington player down there to get things started. Now Fuller picks up the dribble and in the backcourt. Great job by the girls to recover from that steal in the opening pass. And they didn't give up the bucket. Here's Crockett ends up with a rebound off there. Boy, that was tough. They just hate to see that happen. It's like, oh, almost girls. And here's Holmberg. They leave her open again. Would she hit another three? No, not this time. And Kazana gets the rebound, throws out to Crockett ahead to Parzarek. Too hard there, and the shot missed, but Crockett follows again as she just stays on the boards, that young lady. She would not give up, and Lindsay Holmberg, the younger player there, Crockett, a senior, and Lindsay, the sophomore, and Lindsay got to build that aggressiveness, but Crockett just kind of bulls her out of the way, you know, takes the position that Lindsay had, and she's got the bigger body and that mentality up there, and Holmberg's going to work on that as well. 45-30 score right now with those two buckets by Crockett to start the fourth quarter. Quick timeout for Coach Gardner because he doesn't want the girls to let this get away. They had closed the gap to 9, actually, near the end of the third quarter. Now it's back up to 15. But they're doing some real nice things out here. And ladies' defense has come up a notch, and Gardner in the game to set things up. Goes to Nicole at the high post. And this is working well. And there is Nicole wheeling into the lane there. Gets Crockett her fourth foul, and that's important. At the line, Nicole will have two shots now to get him on the board, hopefully. Yes, she does with the first one. Gardner, one more. Gunderson, one more. And Crockett heads out with her fourth foul. To try to replace her there, Harley Little. And Little is a junior. As Gunderson, good on them both. 4 for 4 from the line for Nicole. All her... 7 points here in the second half. Down low, Little has the ball and hands off to Fuller going through. And there is a nice rebound block out by Lindsay Holmberg. Gives it back to Nicole. Nicole a little bit out of control. She loses it down there, but picking it up is Brittany. Trying to go across court, and the ball stolen away by Kazada. Here comes the Parzak. And she banks it in, but no, pops out. Now the foul comes as senior McGovern gets in there for the rebound. The foul's going to be on Lila, I think. It is Gunderson. Her first. And at the line, there is McGovern. Made 1 of 2 in the first half and misses on the first one here. 45-32 score. Got to grab that rebound if it's there as she makes the second one. 46-32. Here comes Nicole again. Gunderson getting a lot more aggressive here in the second half on the offensive end. Trying to pass back out of there, and Kazada sneaks in and takes away the pass. On the baseline, Parzarek over to McGovern now. Baseline shot won't work as the rebound tipped out of there and to Fuller by herself. She tipped it out. then collected it and put in the eight-footer from the right baseline. 48-32, Faith gets ready to come back in. She's been good on the offensive boards. Here's Gunderson. Nicole tries the three. Nope. Not there this time. And back comes McGovern. And she banks it in off the glass. Now a run by the Reddington girls here with 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. And they've stretched the lead out to 50-32 now. Cutter is Brittany. Tries a shot. Goes down on it. No foul called, but the shot misses. And Little gets it over to Kazana for Reddington. Now Holmberg comes out, tries to get a blocked shot. But Fuller still makes it anyway. I think Lindsay just a tad late. She'd have got a hand on that ball. It wouldn't have gone in. She had a couple blocks yesterday, but that one not. And a timeout on the court for Coach Gardner. Well, with 4:41 to go here in this one, the Lady Eagles looking a little tired right now, too. That's part of playing back-to-back games, you know, 3 days in a row. But remember, too, the other tournament teams here are doing that. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles have played a couple of times already before getting to this one. In fact, they played Monday night and Wednesday night, I believe it was. They did. They were Monday night was the Birchwood game. They dropped that one by one. And then they played the same Reddington team on Wednesday night and dropped that one. 60-24 was the final net. This game, though, they played a lot better than that one, I'm sure, as they had cut it to 9 in the third quarter there briefly. It was 11 going into the fourth, now 52-32. But they will see if they can fight back in and start the trail back uphill here to cut into this margin. So AC checks in. Buenaventura will inbound to Gardner. Brittany into the lane, tries to put up the shot. McGovern gets a piece of it. And the senior, just a good, strong defender to take on Gardner. Gardner might get called for a foul on the shot by Fuller. Let's see. No, wait. It's going to be a blocking foul called underneath on Little, trying to block out on the rebound. Well, that's fortunate. So it gives the ball to Sandpoint. 4:15 to go here in the fourth. They need Faith Carlson trying to get that screen, but McGovern, the crafty senior, gets around her. And into Faith it goes. Now back out to AC. She'll try the shot. This one is off, and Fuller unloads with a long pass down court to Carthrack. Back to Fuller running the floor. Rolls off the rim. Battling for it was Fuller along with Gardner. And, taller Fuller pulls it down. Reddington still in control. Abby gets it back on the post down low. On the block down low. Taken away there by Gardner on the miss. Gardner back the other way. Puts up the shot against McGovern. She'll go to the line for two. Brittany with a chance from the free throw line. Coming up, two chances, actually, as McGovern, just her first foul. Team 6 foul. We haven't had any one-on-ones in the games here very much. Pretty cleanly played. And, again, it's a two-referee system here, which we talked briefly about that yesterday. Sometimes with two referees, you don't worry about stepping on the other. If you're a three-referee man team, you sometimes worry about, oh, I shouldn't make this call. Gardner stepped over the line on the second one, missed the first, and then stepped over the line on the second. So that one does not count. 3.5 minutes to go, 52-32 still it is. And here's Faith. Sees that one coming. Carlson with a near steal. She's playing good basketball, that young lady. Anticipating and blocking out, plays aggressive down low for those rebounds. Had that beautiful three-point play there in the first half to help end the half. As here is Kozarek trying it down low, and back in the game is Crockett. Crockett has two. off the offensive board again. Unstoppable, but she has been. Got long arms. She's tall. Just gets down there and hangs around the basket. Under 3 minutes to go here as AC tracks down the long pass. Buenaventura on the baseline gets double teamed, trying to go out to Nicole and stolen away there by Reddington. Here comes Fuller back the other way. Carlson takes her route away there, gets in front of her. Now back to Fuller, working against Gardner, gets on the baseline and gets free. That was just height winning that one as Abby Fuller just able to shoot over the outstretched arms there of Gardner. There's Nicole at the high post back to Brittany. Now to Nicole, free throw line. Shot is good for Nicole. Pretty shot for Gardner. Reddington will bring in a couple of players here now, too. Joe Schumann and Ramey Harris. Harris, a senior, Schumann, a junior. And with 2:05 to go here, 56-34 ball game. We know our Sandpoint Lady Eagles tomorrow, they'll be playing the 9 o'clock game, so don't know that opponent yet. And it may be the home team, actually, too. Sioux City in the Valley is here as the host school. They have a good boys team, a pretty good ball club with lots of kids out. The girls' side, though, they have 5 girls on the team. Here's Crockett inside. She just posts up on Gardner trying to help out there. And Crockett with the easy jump hook two-pointer as Gardner is still keeping it in under control. Out to Lyra, three-pointer on the way. No, Holmberg. Lindsay with the offensive board as Lila overshot that, and Lindsay there to catch it and put it in off the glass for two. 58-36, and a minute and a half to go. And here's Kazada. Gets it out to Harrison. Holmberg gets a blocked shot there, but right into the hands of Courtney Crockett. Two more. Crockett is just having a field day. Here, and in comes Alexia. So Alexia Holmberg in, along with a couple girls for Reddington. They take Crockett out. Said coach over there says, that's enough for her. And it's enough. I've seen enough, too. I think she has 29 in the game. I'll have to check that, but she's been tremendous. Here's the long shot there by Lila. Misses. Rebound comes off to Harris for Reddington. Now Fuller at the other end. Can't get it. And there's the rebound by Alexia. Held ball or foul? Held ball. So it will be Reddington basketball underneath with under a minute to go. As Fuller tries a shot. No. Harris underneath the rebound. Not there either. Alexia gets that one out. Left pass to Gardner. Ahead to Lila. And Lila has her shot blocked, but she gets it right back. So with 40 seconds on the clock here, the girls will put it back into play. Nicole out to Lila. Gunderson's corner shot. Good, Lila. Three-pointer. Had one in the second quarter. Gets one here in the fourth quarter. Makes it 60-39. 25 seconds on the clock here. Is this one winding down? And Kazada in some trouble. Lila, good defense there. Out of bounds. It'll still be Reddington basketball. Ball into Fuller, double team down there. Nicole, a good job to come over to help, but she gets the pass out of the double team and right to Harley Little for 2 points. Pass by her. Down to 4 seconds to go. Here's Nicole. Three-pointer is going to be long. That's just before the buzzer, too. And the final score is going to end up in favor of Reddington by a score of 62-39, our final here. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with our post-game stats and more here from Sioux City and Valley. Remember, the boys coming up next, too. As the girls drop this one 62-39, they'll be in the 9 o'clock a.m. game tomorrow. And all the action, of course, coming your way on KSDP. The marathon continues right after this two-minute break.
All right. We are back to studio headquarters, live from Sandpoint instead of live from Sioux Valley. This is Virgil. You are tuned to KSDP. 8:30 on your AM dial, broadcasting in a very large swath of the Aleutians East Borough, 1,000 watts of goodwill from our AM transmitter, and 91.9 FM, pretty much covering the island of Popoff. Moving on, we have a little note right here, and we'll come back, do a wrap-up, and get ready for the boys.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Tel Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
All right. Walked over the AEB shout-out, though. But once again, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough. Back to Sioux Valley.
Well, thank you, Virgil. The boys out here warming up. They got 21 minutes to warm up. The girls just dropped theirs to Reddington. The boys will face Reddington here, like I say, in about 15, 20 minutes by the time we wrap up here. But the girls, a nice job against this Reddington team. They played just a couple of days ago. They got beat 60-24 that day. Today, a final 62-39, but a couple of little runs. And really, the big thing here, Reddington with those taller players, Abby Fuller and Courtney Crockett, the girls are going to have to learn to do a good job blocking out. We saw some Faith Carlson on the floor. Nice job by Faith. Every minute she was on the floor, she understood that and was very aggressive, had some nice rebounds in there, and stopped some offensive boards by that Courtney Crockett. Crockett with a game-high 29, Abby Fuller right behind her with 19. 48 points coming from their two bigs. And so the girls are going to have to learn how to take on players like that and keep them off the boards, the offensive boards. And as we said, Faith, the sophomore, nice job out there for her. And then Nicole Gunderson, the senior, coming up in the second half and seeing what she needed to do to help out, and she did. And I thought Nicole had a great second half. She led the way, actually, in scoring for the girls with 11. Nine of those coming in the second half as she got more aggressive looking for her shot. Then close behind, 10 for Brittany Gardner. Gardner hounded tightly by the defense of Reddington, which keyed in on her, and that the other girls stepping up to the plate, certainly in the second half, was Gardner. Only two of those 10 points in the second half. She still handled the ball well, but they did some switch-ups. Lindsay Holmberg came alive in the second half. All nine of her points then. 6 points for Lila Gardner, or Gunderson, rather, as Gunderson, 2 3-pointers in the game. And then the 3-point play from Faith Carlson near the end of the first half. Inside, she's not one to shoot a lot, but she got her hands on the ball lots of times in there. That was the steal, and she knew right what to do, put it up, and got fouled and hit the free throw. So a great job by the girls. They're improving all the time. Coach Rinell Gardner's crew will be up again tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and they'll be facing either Sioux Valley or Tri-Valley. And right now, let's see, Susitna Valley plays King Cove tonight, so I'm going to – I don't even have to bring the Ouija board out to try to guess what's going to happen there. King Cove team coming up twice today. The rookies, very good ball club. I got them as pegged as a potential state championship contender with their young team. And I'm the five-girl team there at Sioux Valley. I don't think it's going to provide enough firepower there to take them down. So probably Sioux Valley, the host, will face Sandpoint tomorrow. The Lady Eagles will try to pick up a W here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And all that happening right here on KDSB. We're 18 minutes away from the boys' game. We're going to send it back to Virgil in the studios for all kinds of announcements, some music probably. And I'm going to head off and grab a quick bite to eat, and I'll be back. Virgil, back to you. Sandpoint boys coming up next in 17 and a half minutes.